Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to chat with Atlantic High School football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, and thank you to KJN.
Well, Coach, we'll start off, take a look back at last week at a home contest at the Trojan Bowl against the Harlan Cyclones. Looked like tough time getting the offense going there against a good Cyclones team. And, when they are able to get up, it's tough to try to crawl your way back out.
Definitely, and that's a credit to them. I thought they dominated both sides of the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively, and we just couldn't get anything going on special teams either to get that field position flip. So when you don't have much going, it makes it really tough in anything you do.
I know you want to hang your hat on getting that run game going. It looked like maybe for the first week, really, that really was a struggle trying to get that established throughout the game there against the Cyclones. Was it just the line of scrimmage? What's the difference there?
Yeah, a number of things. Line of scrimmage, we did our ball handling at times was suspect. You know, we had a couple center quarterback exchanges and then just an exchange that went on the ground from a handoff, excuse me. But, when that stuff happens, we can't put ourselves in second and long. We have to be in second and short, third and short.
Well, and it was probably further frustrating in games like that where obviously, you're wanting to go out there and do what you want to do well, but then when it's going wrong and you're trying to play catch up, maybe you're not able to even work on what you would like to work on out there on the field. It's just tough when you get in a hole like that.
Yeah, when you're trying to get something done, you have kind of a game plan like anything else. And like I said, if you want to be in second and short, third and short, and when you're in second long and third and sometimes really long with some of the penalties we had, it changes your whole outlook on what you're trying to do. So it becomes tough. You don't get quite a rhythm both offensively and up front, and it just puts more pressure on everybody.
On the other side of the ball, defensively last week, obviously I didn't see the game. How did that side go for you there?
Well, we went in thinking we needed to stop the run. At times we were pretty good, and then at other times not so good. So again, consistency is key as we're moving forward here. Spent a lot of time this week again on tackling. Like I said, there were times that we were decent, and then other times where we broke down and missed two or three tackles.
Yeah, that's probably one of those things, obviously, as a coaching staff, you're going to keep an eye on, but it's frustrating when it happens in one situation for multiple players. It may be one thing for a guy to maybe miss a tackle here or there just because of, a strange situation, but when it compounds to the second and third level, then that's when it makes it really frustrating.
Definitely, and that's a lot of film study, too, is, when you look at some things on film and guys are trying to do maybe a little bit more to try to get us back out of that hole when they just need to make the easy play, so to speak. Puts a lot of pressure on your defense, but a lot of pressure on your whole team too. It's not just defense, it's offensively too. Sometimes you have guys trying to do somebody else's job, and if we just focus on what we're supposed to be doing, good things will happen.
Well, the non-district portion of the schedule is done here. You get to step now into district play this week with this road trip to Kemper Catholic. I'm sure you and the guys kind of view that as a little bit of a reset button. Let's evaluate where we've been, and now this is where we want to go.
Definitely. Looking back on the non-district schedule, we played some teams that's the type of caliber of play that we need to get to is, both physicality-wise and just how hard those teams played. And, those last three teams we played are potential playoff contenders as well. And certainly Harlan, our last game, is definitely going to be in the mix in their district. So that's what we're trying to focus on now is using that non-district schedule to propel us into our district matchup, and that's been the goal this week. Everybody starts fresh, basically.
Yeah, and you're playing a team that's pretty much in the same boat. They have an identical 1-3 record heading into the contest, and their schedule's been pretty tough, too, here as well. What have you seen so far here from the Knights?
Well, very similar, as you mentioned, not only in the record, but same thing kind of for them offensively and defensively. When they put things together, they look pretty good, but consistency's been their problem, too. So I see this as a really even battle.
Well, when you match up here against the Kemper defense, we'll start off on that offensive side of the ball for you. What are some of the keys and things that you're going to have to do well to have success against them?
Well, we need to identify what a lot of people think might be the best player in the state on their side of the ball at defensive end, Blaze Gunnarsson. He's a Nebraska recruit going to Nebraska, and I know I think he's been picked already for the All-American Bowl, I believe, at one of those bowls for the seniors. So quite a player, physical, athletic, and we need to know where he's at. With that being said, though, you can't just run away from that guy. You've got to make him make some decisions and then try to counter off of that. So we're going to try to offensively maybe be a little more 50-50 as far as run to pass and try to keep him off balance a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, when you're playing a player like that kind of has a universal impact on the game when he can, you know, get in there and get pressure and also, of course, be an effective run stopper, that puts probably a little bit more pressure on your offense to execute in those situations and make sure that when you get the chance to maybe fool him that you're making that play.
Definitely. And, you know, that's been real critical this week, too, is, you know, as we mentioned earlier, hey, we just need positive yards on first down. You know, whether that's 3 or 4 yards, that's good for us. We can't have the no gain, or if he comes in and makes a tackle for loss and we're sitting there at second and 13 or 14, that's terrible for us. So we've got to just keep positive and keep punching away. And then when we get that chance, yeah, we've got to make something happen.
Well, and you've been working with a young quarterback here, trying to get Mr. McLaren to come along. Obviously, last week was a tough ball game to try to, I'm sure, evaluate and improve. But how do you think it's gone here these last couple of weeks, getting him better?
Well, I think similar to our team, just consistency. You know, we've got guys, when we decide to throw the ball down the field, we've got guys open. Sometimes he'll overthrow them, but sometimes it's our guys not catching the football either. So we got to continue to be more consistent and put everything together, and that's not only going to help him, but it's also going to help our football team.
Well, on the other side of the ball, we've already kind of touched on this a little bit, but when you match up against Kemper, what are they going to show you offensively that's going to be different from anyone else you've played here so far?
Well, the big concern is they're going to have a quarterback that can and beat us with his feet. He's a decent thrower, but he's gained a lot of his yards on the ground also. So we need to identify where he's at. Also, you know, their defensive end, Blaze Gunnarsson, also plays offensively. I think he's their leading receiver. So we also need to identify where he's at as well. So going to put some pressure again on our defense with a running, scrambling-type quarterback, and we're going to have to keep him contained.
Yeah, and Cole Collison, a guy that has some experience for them as well, playing that position, so I'm sure that also helps. That was maybe one spot in their squad where they had maybe the most turnover was the receiver position, so that maybe changed their passing game a little bit. But obviously when you've got a guy like that that has the ability to run, then maybe just turn and rely on that a little bit more.
Yeah, a lot of quarterback option in their game plan, and then they do a nice job of he just sits in the pocket and tries to throw the ball down the field. If nothing's open, then he can scramble and find that open area within and outside the pocket as well. So our defense is going to be tested again, but it's very similar to what we've been tested here the last 2-3 weeks.
Well, and I'm sure similar on that side of the ball as it has been on offense, being consistent. And I think for the most part, at times you've done a pretty good job of stopping the run, especially up through the middle of the line of scrimmage. Where it's hurt you the most are the big plays on the outside edge when somebody can kind of look inside and then they break it outside, and those were the big plays have happened. What have you guys worked on there to try to slow that down?
Well, we've changed a few things just in our defensive scheme. Now it comes down to, you know, defensive discipline and, you know, taking who you're supposed to have. If I'm a defensive end and I'm supposed to have the quarterback, then I need to be going and working for that quarterback. If I'm an outside linebacker and supposed to take care of the sweep with the running back, then that's where I need to be going. Sometimes we were confused at times. Now I think we made it simpler for them and they can just go out there and play football.
Well, and that's one side of the ball, too, where maybe if you're watching just from a casual fan standpoint, trying to be responsible for that edge, you know, it can just be one misstep at the beginning of the play that gets you kind of off timing to allow that player to have that little extra juice to get around you. So when you're confident out there and know where you're going, that helps a world of difference.
Certainly. I think you play faster, so to speak. If you know what you're doing every play, you can just read and react and play fast, where earlier on we just had some confusion on the edge, and now I think we have that solved. Our guys in practice this week have certainly taken it to a different level in trying to stop that edge play.
Well, you've been pretty pleased, I think, with the leadership you've seen from your seniors and guys out there trying to get everybody fired up and keep, you know, plugging along, getting better every week. Have you seen that in practice here this week?
Yeah, ironically, you know, for a 1-3 team, I think our seniors have done their best job this week. A lot of energy. A lot of guys in practice, you know, practices went along smoothly with that energy. And I credit that to our seniors. Guys like Cale Roller, Brody O'Brien have, you know, taken that step of trying to be a little bit more vocal leaders in practice. And I thought they did a great job this week.
Well, this should be another fun ball game, a good test here on the road to get district play started. We wish you the best of luck here, Coach, and we appreciate taking time to talk about your team.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, KJN.
All right, that's Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott. We'll have that game Atlantic at Kemper Catholic coming up tonight for you here on the radio. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview here on KJN.